poll, about one-third say society has gone too far in accepting transgenderism. By Hannah Blow on April 18, 2023. U.S. adults are divided when it comes to society's attempts to broadly accept transgenderism, a recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey asked respondents what they thought of society's acceptance of transgenderism. About one-third, 32%, said our society has gone too far in accepting people who are transgender, while 33% assert society has not gone far enough with acceptance. Another 18% said society has it about right. Opinions are divided across party lines, as 58% of Republicans believe society has gone too far, while 52% of Democrats believe society has not gone far enough in accepting transgenderism. Independents are split, as 38% said society has gone too far, 32% said society has not gone far enough, 20% said society is about right, and another 20% remain unsure. The survey was taken April 8 to 11, 2023, among 1,500 U.S. citizens. Despite the divided opinions on transgender acceptance, a recent Rasmussen Report survey found most U.S. adults support a boycott of Anheuser-Busch over its partnership with transgender TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney. The particular survey asked, some beer drinkers have called for a boycott of Anheuser-Busch products because of their using Dylan Mulvaney in their promotions. Do you support or oppose a boycott of Anheuser-Busch? 54% across the board said they at least somewhat support a boycott. And of those, 37% strongly support it. Most Republicans and independents, 67% and 54%, respectively, at least somewhat support a boycott, while 44% of Democrats said the same. That is compared to 43% of Democrats who oppose it. Furthermore, the survey found 40% indicating that partnering with Mulvaney would make them less likely to purchase Bud Light, compared to 19% who said it would make them more likely to purchase it and 37% who said it does not make much difference. When asked if major corporations are giving too much attention to transgender issues, 52% agreed they are giving too much attention to it. 67% of Republicans, 50% of independents, and 41% of Republicans agree. The Rasmussen Report survey was taken April 12 to 13 and 16, 2023, among 1,041 U.S. adults and has a +3% margin of error. Mulvaney, a gay man who now claims to be a woman, announced his association with the Bud Light brand in a controversial April 1 post on Instagram. This month I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it, Mulvaney exclaimed. That sparked backlash across the board, as Anheuser-Busch reportedly lost more than $6 billion in market value following its promotional campaign with Mulvaney. Donald Trump Jr. is among those who expressed confusion over Bud Light's controversial move, explaining that Anheuser-Busch actually tends to support Republicans compared to other well-known brands. Anheuser-Busch is an iconic American company. This is Budweiser, you know, with the Clydesdales with the football and bald eagles, Don Jr. said during an episode of his podcast, Triggered. He continued. This could be just the act of one rogue woke lunatic in a marketing department filled with leftist staffers. The Daily Wire is now reporting that no one at the senior level of Anheuser-Busch was aware of the partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. That makes sense, and I saw a little bit about that. Charlie Kirk was talking about it. In a woke corporate America, Anheuser-Busch supports Republicans last cycle. Their employees and their PAC gave about 60% to Republicans and 40% to Democrats, he explained. They haven't done any lobbying for like the random pet issues of the day and the nonsense, he noted. Last week, Anheuser-Busch CEO Brendan Whitworth issued a mea culpa, writing in a statement that the brand never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. That came weeks after a March 23 podcast interview with the vice president of marketing at Bud Light, Alyssa Heinerscheidt, who expressed her desire to shift the tone and make the brand truly inclusive, lighter and brighter and different and appealing to women and to men. According to reports, no one at the senior levels of the company knew about the partnership. And now, Donald Trump Jr. is extending grace to the company. So here's the deal. Anheuser-Busch totally shit the bed with this Dylan Mulvaney thing. I'm not, though, for destroying an American, an iconic company for something like this, he said during an episode of his podcast. When I actually look into it, I'm not gonna blame the whole company for the inaction or the stupidity of someone in a marketing campaign that got woke as hell, he added.